think after almost 20 minutes.
Yeah, you would say that.
And a glorious 20 minutes has been.
We can't start without you.
That's weird. That's true.
The lesson we learned was the relationship between us and the Kodesh Baruch is up to us, then we're in big trouble. Because it's breakable. And we broke it many times. So here's where we're starting. Abel. Hachibur Vatsirif, the forging, the connection that we have, Sheyesh Lishrael LaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mitzad Acher. It's not from us. It's not due to us. It's not because of us. Huchiva mitzada ila atzma. It's a chiva from the one that wants to be mechaber with us. Ila. The word ila in the Sfar Makdashim means the siba. You know, everything in this world is cause and effect. And causes are also effects of other causes, which are effects of other causes. I mean, there's no pure causes, because everything is an effect in some way. So if you shoot pool table, you know, the ball, you know, you hit the sixth ball, and it goes into the four, but you know, it goes, bounces around, that knocks out. So then it's one after another, it's a whole chain reaction. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a mesubim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is called the Ilu Rishayna. Ayin Yud Lamed Hei. The Ilu Rishayna. That's the original source. And there's nothing that precedes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. And anything that's caused in this world comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Ilu, he's the marker. So you see, Mitzad Ilu Atzma. That we came as a product of a Kodesh Baruch as well, and he wants to be with us. Rechibish mitzad ilu in the davar zeh. Mitzad ilu yesh l'shinei. You know, we people are different than the one that created the people. Is that we're not constant. We're not consistent in anything. And we have no resolve. Our resolve is not a resolve. And we make up our mind that we're going to do something or not do something, or we're going to make alliances, and then it quickly changes. It's almost doomed to change. It's interesting, I remember in Minchas Chinuch Shir, we used to... I was zeichet to hear Minchas Chinuch Shir from the Shiva of Gifter for 6 years. Every Erev Shabbos, we had Minchas Chinuch Shir. Because we're learning the standard yeshiva mesectas, by Mitzia, by Makaba, by Basra. And all the mesectas we didn't get a chance to see, so he called our Shabbos recreation. That was our recreation. We learned Mechas Chinuch, and he would introduce us to Orla, Klayim, Menachas, Kabbalah, you know, all the cuts and the things which you normally wouldn't learn, and the Lumbus, and the Rishayim, the Chayim, the Gemara, and the Pilpul. So we had recreation. Every year of Shabbos.
Was it hard?
Well, we had Maim Kaimus. We worked on it. It was hard to follow. It was hard to follow any shir he gave, but especially if we weren't holding there. Even if we were holding there, it was hard. It was hard. It was just hard. It was difficult. But I remember we learned the Leisasei of Bal Yachal Devarei, that when one makes a neder or a shvua and breaks it, so then one is over, let's just say, Layachal Devarei. And the literal translation of Layachal Devarei is Layachal Devarei. It's as if it had two lamets. That one shouldn't profane his words. You should take your words seriously. You're making that. You take your words seriously. Don't profane your words. What an halachas of Nidarim is that you can bring the neder to a Beis Din or to Yachad Mumkra, and you can be mad to the neder. It could be Matan Erev with a Pesach or with Charata. Well, we do it every year. We do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. One of the matter with the Pesach is at the time you made the neder there was a certain fact that wasn't present. No, for let's say someone made a neder not to drink artificial sweeteners, and then 10 years later. He found out that he can't have sugar anymore. So at the time he made the neder, he didn't know that was going to happen. It wasn't he was able to have sugar, and then later on something happens. So he wasn't able to have it later on. So you go to Chacham, a basin of three. You tell them that there is a condition that wasn't existing at the time of the neder, and they can matter it. And the Gemara learns it after a pasuk. This pasuk says Layachol Devarei. That the person himself cannot be mechal his own words. It's tzaddik. Devarai. That he can't be mechal his own words. It means that others could be matter than neder. So the whole makar, pataras and darish from this pasuk, that he can't violate his words. So you make a diak from there. He can't, other people could. Who are the other people? And it's like, ma, makes a drash. It's a basin or a yachid vimcha. So the Sefer HaChinuch brings down the Lashon of Gemara, the who ain't the Meichel, Ava Acherim Meichelim Lai. Instead of using the term Yachel, as if it means to profane, like a chilul, he used it in the form of mechila. That he can't be meichel his own words, like forgive, but others could forgive him. The Beishan forgives him. So the Shiva is a friend of mine. I can give a share in that. What does this mean? What mechila? Who mechila? What mechila? He didn't do anything wrong. He made a neder. Some new situation arose. He wants to be matter it. He was never over his neder. Not talking about someone who was over a neder. He didn't do anything wrong. He was a good nedermacher. He made the neder. He kept the neder. A new situation came up. The Torah says he could do it. He didn't do anything wrong by being matter neder. He wants to be matter neder. The Shiva said because the musak of a neder, especially a shvua. He talked about a shvua. A shvua is you, a person, when they make a shvua. So a shvua chamura, like the strongest types of shvuas is when he makes a shvua in the name of God. Like Avraham Avinu, he wanted to make a shvua. He says, Hari Maisi Lekel Yadi. He lifts up my hand to God. What does it mean to lift up your hand to God? You know, by the Lord, by the Holy Lord, I swear, you know. Do you swear to tell the whole truth? The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you, God. You know?
I have fun.
That's the bailiff does that. He makes you do that. Put your right hand in the Bible, and you say that.
I have fun.
Because the musak of a shvua, the musak of a shvua, you know, go a step backwards. What's the musak of a neder and a shvua? You say you're going to do something, or you say that something's true, or you say that you're not going to do something. So you said it. So what is it about a shvua and a neder that makes you have to do it, Without a shvua, you say you're going to do something, you're supposed to do it. What is it about a shvua that now all of a sudden there's a chiv? So the Shiva explained because the every neder and a shvua at their core is a statement that everything I say is not necessarily emes. Sometimes I'm guilty of saying things that are not emes. When you say a neder and you say a neder and a shvua, you're making a statement that the truth of what I'm about to say is just as reliable, it's just as emes as the amitius of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's when you're stelling to Hashem's name. You're tushtelling Hashem's name to your words. And you're saying my words are just as emes as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's. So if you don't say that, you just make a statement. So who said you have to keep it? You said it. So. People say things that aren't true all the time. So now you also said something that's not true. There's like no chiyuv b'deraisa with an einish chamer to keep words that weren't true in the first place. They were never meant to be true. But when you attach a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name to your words, you see, my words are just like Kadosh Baruch Hu's amitas mitziusai, then those words better be true, because if you don't keep it, you're in big trouble. That's a very bad statement to make, that your words are just as true as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you don't keep your words. That's for Shalom, that's Mamash Kfira.
Why are they equal?
The person's equalized. The person is making a statement that what I'm about to say is just as true as God. Right, so when you have someone that wants to be Matan Neder, so he made a statement, he's not going to, just as true as God is, so my words are true also, I'm never going to eat sushi. No sushi. And then he finds out later, that something, he needs to have it, he needs to have it something. So now he's guilty of something, because it's a chutzpah. It's a tremendous presumption that you've been a neder, that something you're saying is so true that you could actually compare it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. And at the time, you forgot you're mortal. Things happen. And certain things are beyond your control. And then you find afterwards you're not the God you thought you were. And you thought that you're going to be able to keep it, and then you realize you're not. So a certain overinflated sense of power, strength, and resolve.
Is that why some people never ever swear?
Correct. That's right. Swearing, you're supposed to avoid a shvuah at all costs.
But
even
if you know it's right.
Shvuah's, the oven of shvuah's chamer. Even the oven, the einish for a shvuah's chamer, even a shvuah emes. You're invoking God's name. Could you be 100% sure? When could you be 100% sure? You think you're right. If you're 100% sure that you're right, that doesn't mean you're right. It just means you're sure you're right. It doesn't mean you're right. Making sure is a risk. It's a gamble. So that's the pshat in the Sefer Chinuch. That who ain't a meichel, abel achir meichel m'lai. That before you release from your vow, you have to go to Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim have to rebuke the person. So you thought that your word is just as private kind as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and now you realize it's not. And now that you realize that it's not, you're in trouble. You come to us for help. So it's an oven. There's a fault. There's a flaw. You need mechila. There's a avodas hatshuva. And if you listen to the words of rebuke, if you follow the words of rebuke, if you zekle mechila, then they release you from the nether. A Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah is emes, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu never has any shinuyim. Never has any shinuyim. The word shinuyim, nothing ever deviates. Hashem wants something, it is forever. Hashem never tries something out, finds out that it's not true, says, oops, we'll try it again. Shinuyim, Bnei Adam are people of shinuyim. We can't sustain anything, we're people of shinuyim. That's why, so we could say Nasa V'Nishma, and then right afterward to the Chet Egel, and then the Tshuva, and the Chet, and the we have commitment issues. People have commitment issues. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mishana. Memela, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses that he picks Klal Yisrael, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses that Breishis Baro Lekim Etz HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz, that he created the world. Bracious is a composite word. Bracious does not mean in the beginning. Rashi and Chumash says it doesn't mean in the beginning. It's one of the most mistranslated words in the world. It means, bracious means in the beginning of. Bereishis Briya Shemayim Va'aretz. In the beginnings of the creation of the world. Bereishis is a composite word. It means Bishvil Reishis. The Beis means Bishvil, for the sake of the Reishis. And Reishis is Klai Yisrael. They're called Reishis Tuascha. So Klai Yisrael is called Reishis, and Hashem created the world for the Reishis. He doesn't change his mind. He's creating the world for the Reishis. There's no letting go. Never. Ever. If Hashem had meant to let go, he never would have picked us in the first place. Hashem doesn't lose. He doesn't lose. He's never wrong. He doesn't make mistakes. I'm sure there's many chazals that you might have to reinterpret in light of this. And Hashem leisha nisi. It's a pasuk. I'm Hashem. I don't change. So there's many psukim and chazals which have to be examined. The Mitzvah will do some of them over the passage of time. The Mitzvah Hashem, Vayinacham Hashem al ara, Hashem changed. Vayinacham Hashem al ara. And it's interesting if you go through the targums and all the psukim where it says Hashem changed. Targum Unkel is Targum Yesh Venuziel, Rashi. It's a fascinating marmakamila. And here, I mean, all the time it says Vaydu. Here's a project. All the time it says Vayinacham. Go through the targums and see what it means. It doesn't mean he changed his mind. It means he shifted direction. It's not the same thing. It's a Vayinachim. Well, there's a famous medrash. Mitzchila haya Kadosh Baruch Hu Boreh Olamos Hamachrivan. Kadosh Baruch Hu was creating worlds and destroying them. That's somehow a basis. It's brought as a basis for aliens. I don't know how they get from there to aliens. But yeah, all right, you know. Eilemais is the world. It's some kind of alien. Eilemais Machrivan. So Hanislan, these were good, these are not good. Why would a Kadosh Baruch have to do that? A Kadosh Baruch knows what's going to be. So why would he create a world he has to destroy? Do it right the first time. How could that be? These are kashas which arise from this yisoid. And they have a mouth to them. The Maral says, "I'm Barelus Machrivan." It doesn't mean that Hashem made worlds. Said, "Look, pick them. Yeah, this doesn't like a matzah. You know, maybe we're making matzahs now. It's matzah season. Pick up a matzah. It's a little further. Now, this is not good. Throw that one out. Pick up another one. There, it's a crack. There, throw that one out. Oh, this is a good matzah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work that way.
He's not a brisker.
No, he does it right the first time. He doesn't have any nervin. Briskers have nervin because they're never sure they're doing it right. They want to do all the shittas. Hashem has one shitta. He knows what the halacha is. So Maral explains, Baremus Machrivan is a process. Hashem made this world, and he made this world in the tzura of Baremus Machrivan. That there's a world, and then there's another world that comes afterwards, another world that comes afterwards, and each stage destroys the previous stage. We're living in Baremus. This is the world. He made one world. And the world is Bayraelus Machriven. That's the Mahalach of the Welt. Hasin is called Hachayriv. Why? Shemisham Yatzachor Ben La'ilam. Because once the B'nai Shalom Mekabal the Terran Hasin, Hachorben came out to the Welt. Why? Because until Hasin, the definition of a Ben Adam was somebody that stood erect and talked. If you stood erect and you talked, you're a Ben Adam. That's all you had to do. You didn't have to do anything. You just had to say a few words and stand up and you're fine, you're Ben Adam. And that was the Olam. As soon as the Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah on Har Sinai, so then the Ben Adam is redefined. It's not just someone that stands up and talks. It's a Mekabel Torah. Someone that's a Mekabel Torah is a Ben Adam. And if someone's not a Mekabel Torah, they're not a Ben Adam. So what just happened to all the people that were not Mekabel Torah? What just happened to all of them? They were just destroyed. There's different stages in the history where we went on to a new stage, and that's how the Maral learns. So I'm sorry for you, or UFA fanatics, there are no aliens. There are none.
Everybody else who doesn't like sushi, so what else is there?
Sushi is an abomination.
What, like fish or rice?
I don't know. It's just sushi. You'll be happy if you ever serve sushi. I'll give you my portion. No, what are you?
No one to carry out.
Sorry for being open-minded.
Yes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is Baichabam. Hashem never makes a mistake. He picked Klal Yisrael. V'dav is every tzad ilah. It has nothing to do with us. And if it would have anything to do with us, so then it would change, because we always change. We're fickle. I mean, for those of us that learned Eiv, well, nobody at this table learned Eiv today, except for me. Those of us that learned Eiv, it's one of Eiv's kashas. Was how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who there's no shinui in, have a chibur to this ilam, which is only shinui? That was one of his kashas. That's one of Eiv's burning issues. Is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a relationship with this world, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives within this world, Hashem has a relationship within the limitations of the world, within the confines of the world, and in this world there's shinuyim, that means that there's something which is not known, and then it becomes uncovered, and now I know something I didn't know before. It's a shinuy, and then there's a decision that a person makes, which until he made the decision, it was a sight. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shinui. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is forever. There's never any change in direction. There's never any unknown. So how is he miskabel with this world? And because of that, he believed that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anything to do with the world. And his chaver, Tzofer HaNamasi, responded to him that you can only ask kashas on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah has no shinui. People's yediyah have a shinui because things change in our minds, and there's things which we don't know about yet, and we will know about them. It's just a thing as a chiddush. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has a yediyah which there's no shinui. So how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah be mitzdarved to this world? That's lashon of the Malbim. And the Malbim explains that Sefer HaNamasi pointed out to Eiv that you can't ask questions on things unless you know what they are. And you might know what the idea of a person is, but nobody knows what the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And if you don't know what it is, how could you have a kasha, how it's mitzdarved to the world? You should first tell me what Hashem's idea is. And understand it, not just partially, but to the very end, until you've mastered the sugya. And then once you understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu's idea is, then you can ask Kakasha how could it connect to this world. Until you know that, then you can't ask Kakasha, you can't ask on the unknown. We don't know what it is when Hashem knows. But Hashem's idea is no shinui. And that's the Malami Misogeno. To understand how a being, a deity, his idea has no shinui. Nothing ever changes. Whatever the idea is there forever. So Malam is again, we can't relate to it. Our idea is the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu is forever, his idea is forever, it transcends time, transcends space. There's no place that he's not, there's no knowledge that's not revealed to him. And when Hashem wants, he wants with his whole idea. And he wants us. So it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to break away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is of course, it's Min HaShemayim that we're learning this on Erev Tainus Esther. Because, there is one question which we could answer, even though we don't know what Hashem's idea is. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us free will, and free will is mamish. The definition of free will is shinui. Shinui means unpredictability. And Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'shvil Yisrael, and he has a want, and he has a ratzon. And his ratzon is lenetzach, and can never change. So how could the two things mutually coexist? That Hashem has a ratzon, he has a plan, he has a a mahalach, and his ratzon has to be in the sky, and it can't have any shinuim in it. And at the same time, he's miskabel with a world that that the people that are going to carry out that plan are people of Shinra that are unpredictable and they can do things. Like, what's...
That was an Eel's question.
No, it's, no. It was more essential. He was asking where the Nakuda of the Chibur is. How it's Shaykh. I'm just saying that... I'm asking a basic question. How does Hashem ensure that he's going to get what he wants? And it's unchangeable when the ones that are carrying it out are changeable. Okay, it's a more basic question. And the answer is... Is that there's two circles in the world. There's two orbits, two circles. And they have names. So the Meisha Karim Latata speaks about it in his farm, the Ramchal, in his other's farm. They're called Hanhagas HaMishpat and Hanhagas HaYichud. Hanhagas HaMishpat is what it sounds like. That's the Hanhag of justice. That means that there's certain things that are required of us, and if we do them, we get judged favorably. If not, we get judged less favorably. And the concept of a mishpat means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is manning the olam with truth and justice, and we have bechira, and we have consequences, and we have rewards. And then the world is going to turn out the way, you know, the way our choices bring it. That's Hanhagas HaMishpat, and that's the Tzuras Olam. And then there's Hanhagas HaYichud, that there's not a single event, wind, twig, bumblebee, and certainly person, thought, word, or maisa that doesn't contribute for the goal that Hashem had in mind from the beginning of creation. And there's two circles. And that means that the bechira of a person, because Baruch Hu gives us space. He gives us space. But there's certain bechiras that we don't have. And one of the bechiras that we don't have is to make a bechira that will lead the world past the point of no return, that can't, you know, that can't possibly be redeemed and fulfill Ratzon Hashem. You know, the person does not have the bechira to blow up the whole world. We don't have the kayak. Anyone that's afraid of doomsday, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, or the Russian premier is going to push the red button, or the president to take out the little attaché case with the codes. The person does not have, Ben Adam does not have a bechira to frustrate the plan of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He didn't create it levatala. If a person could blow it up, that means that he's removing from possibility redemption for the world, and we don't have the kayak.
Person can blow it up.
No, but he doesn't have the bechira. You don't have the bechira. The bechira will be taken away from a person, just like Paro's bechira was taken away from him. Because that's an example. When you find that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away the bechira, it's always in points where the bechira of the person is in the way of Hanhagas HaYichud. That in the end, it has to be V'nisko Hashem Levad Debeir Mehu, and it has to be Ve'er Hashem Echud Ishmael Echad. And any bechira that doesn't stop that is a person's entitled to. And any bechira is going to stop the final goal that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created the Bria Mitzchila is not a bechira. People do not have a bechira. It's not there. We don't have bechira. We have bechira. We don't have unlimited bechira. And it's not a hard concept. Make a taste. Hashem gave us unlimited bechira. Hashem gave us bechira for a reason. So we should earn schar. That we should work hard and we should earn things. And we should be our doing. He gave us bechira for a reason, for our bet, for our good. He didn't give us unlimited bechira because he didn't give us unlimited bechira to be able to destroy what he wants. Why would anyone do that? We could destroy what Hashem wants. But people, like, they're very stubborn. They try and stand in the way of Hashem's plans. There's a few instances. Migdal Bavel was one of them.
So how did we say that? You said that by Migdal Bavel that they would have actually been able to have disconnected.
Yeah, but Hashem stopped them. It means there's two circles. There's a circle that you have a bechira to do whatever you want. And then there's a circle that every single thing in creation, including people's choices, no matter what you choose, correct? That might make a difference to you personally, and you chose it, and you get the credit for it if it's a good decision, and Rahman al-Salam, it's not. But no matter what you choose, what the product, the outcome of your choice is going to bring the world closer to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended the world to be. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Your choices do not include. In that area, in the area of Nisq of Hashem Levad B'Yamahu, that's not why Hashem gave it to you, and that's not what it's going to be used for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plans and backup plans and triple backup plans, and it's going to happen whether you like it or not. This is Mamash HaYisayid that we can't stop the progress of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't stop what he wants. Hashem has no shinui. And so that's how you see the two orbits. They do work well. They work with each other. Because in our tchum, in our turf, we have full bechira. We have bechira chashas. We have full bechira. In our Kadosh Baruch Hu's turf, that the world should be end up kiddushim shemayim, we have zero bechira. And it works. It works because generally people do not make choices that frustrate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't. Yeah, Hashem's don't. Purim was one of those times. I said, Migdal Bavel, a third of the people, you know, people died by the Migdal Bavel. But a good two-thirds of them survived. Kadosh Baruch Hu took away the Bechira. The way he took away the Bechira, he took away the three young, he was Mavalba with the Lushan. He spread them out and killed some of them. So Hashem's going to do whatever he sees in order that his plan should continue. And we shouldn't be able to self-destruct. Purim is one of those times. It's one of those Migdal Bavel times. If Klal Yisrael gets so bad that they no longer see a relationship or connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then, a world of Klal Yisrael doesn't have a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzidam, Mitzat Klal Yisrael, is a pointless world. Because the whole purpose of the world was created so Hashem should relate to Klal Yisrael through the world. There's no point to a world without a connection. You know, if the people in the Migdal Bavel would have been Matzliach, they would have been Matzliach, but then the world would have ended. So they have the satisfaction of knowing that they succeeded. And when it can't be. You know, you can't drive a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of the world. The world will not be. There can't be a world that Hashem is driven out. There has to be a chibur between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the world. And Hashem is mishaber with all the Bnei Adam. Right? Anyone to tell him Elokim. But because of the choices that certain Bnei Adam made, notably Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so the direct chibur is through Klal Yisrael, and any other person, it's not part of Klal Yisrael. So they could have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu only through Klal Yisrael. It didn't have to be that way, but that's the way it happened, based on people's choices. The people in the time of Shushan, it was a very special time, because it was the time after Churban Beis HaMikdash, 70 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was a time when, according to some, they were supposed to be redeemed and come back and build another one. There was a time when Mashiach didn't come, and they didn't go back, and they didn't build they had permission to build a second Beis HaMikdash, and that permission was rescinded. It was actually rescinded by Vashti. And she was Chayamisha. She lost her head because of that. Literally. It was rescinded because of Vashti. So the whole Purim days has to be looked at in the perspective of history, that it's very much connected with Churban Beis HaMikdash, Golos, and rejection. They had Beis HaMikdash, which meant that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence was constantly there. The first Beis HaMikdash was the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah left the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Bnei Yisrael removed from Eretz Yisrael. There's no more Nevuah. No more Nevuah. A few Nevi'im. There were a few. A few Nevi'im. I mean, Mordechai was one of them. And what do they think? What did Bnei Yisrael think? They thought... The Bnei Yisrael at the time of Purim thought the way the Yevanim were trying to make the Bnei Yisrael at the time of Hanukkah. Mamash, it's a parallel. The Yevanim at the time of Hanukkah were telling the Bnei Yisrael, you did the Chet Egel, Mamash in the Chuppah, you're in Golis. We're in power, not you. We're in charge. Because Baruch Hu gave us a present. He doesn't want you anymore. He discarded you, and now you're ours. And wake up. There's no more hope. You're gone. God doesn't like you anymore. Forget it. And it's a parallel. The Hanukkah and Purim, it's a parallel. And in Purim, they felt the same way. The Averis of the time of the Churban. Churban by Yisrishim was because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raos, and Shri Chassamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw them out of his house. Klal Yisrael is the Kala. Mamash and Maisa Pilei is forgiven, huh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Klal Yisrael out of the house. And he stopped speaking to them. And then Bavel. Nachta Maisa in Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar made a tzivui. Everyone has to bow down to his idol. This is Mamash HaSugya. We're learning Nebuchadnezzar's idol. The head is gold, the arms are silver, Nebuchadnezzar's idol. And every single year did it except for four. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Ben-Zayah. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kiddushim Shemayim. Hanani, Mishael, Ben-Zayah were microcosms of Avraham Yitzchak Yankov. Hanani Mishael Ben-Zayah. What? Daniel was a separate category on his own. Hanani Mishael Ben-Zayah. Each one had a meter. One had a meter of Avraham, one had a meter of Yitzchak, one had a meter of Yankov. Hanani was Yitzchak, Mishael was Avram, and Azariah was Yankov. Hanani was Yitzchak. It's Lashon Chinam. Mishael was Avram, Azariah was Yankov. Mishael is a Lashon She'elah. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for kindness, for benevolence. It's going to be a chesed. Hananiah is Matnas Chinam, because Yitzchak's meter was Din, and up to Din we deserve absolutely nothing. And Azariah is Yankov. Yankov was always in trouble, he needed help. Melech Aizah Mashiach Magi. And the Rambam says that the only remnant of the Avos and Klal Yisrael were Hanani, Mishael, Ben-Zayah, because they refused to bow down. And everybody else did. Everyone else did. That means everyone else did. All the Gdeli Olam, all the Chachamim, the Charish and the Maske. Charish Sugis and Gittin. The Charish and Maske. Shem Devem HaKol Achrishim. And they all bow down. Hanani Mishael Ben-Zayah. We were the only ones that didn't. So I mean, it's Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, so by Klal Yisrael, it's still hum. Why did everyone else bow down? Don't they know you know how to do that?
Mar says they were afraid.
They're what?
Mar says they were afraid.
There's a din. It's Abad Azariah, Yerubal Yavah. Why'd they all bow down?
Very afraid.
What?
Very afraid.
It's not Shaykh to say it. It's not Shaykh. The higher, if he would have taken one yidel, and said bow down or I'll kill you, they would have let them kill him.
Really,
this is old Klal Yisrael. These are different truths. The Teretz is against Klal Yisrael. It's not a regular Yehag Val Yavah scenario. Bowing down is if you don't bow down, he's going to kill out all of Klal Yisrael.
What if everyone said no?
He'd kill all of Klal Yisrael.
What would actually happen?
What would actually happen? Hashem wouldn't let him kill Klal Yisrael. Hashem doesn't let someone kill all of Klal Yisrael. But if there'd be one man and one lady left, it could happen. See, Hashem's Haftacha. Right, you probably would have to have 24 because there's a Haftacha based on Sukkim that they're always going to have 12 Shvatim. So there'd have to be a minimum of 24 people left. Two from each Shevet. But there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees for anybody. There's a guarantee for Klal Yisrael. There's no personal guarantees for anyone.
We shouldn't have
bowed
down.
What?
We shouldn't have bowed down.
The Gemara said they should not have bowed down.
24 people, that's it.
Nobody should bow down. Even the 24 people. Zero. Nobody should bow down. I'll be damned, they were wrong. But I'm trying to understand why they did it.
There had to be at least 30.
You worried about the lava?
If they were hitting, so then you needed 24 plus.
They could have been hidden among the Babylonians at the time.
You worried about lava?
They could have been, you know, they're in the gates. They could have been in the gates of Rome with the lepers and the Tzarayim. They take care of themselves. But it's my God's Klal Yisrael. They're the God's Klal. If they don't bow down, God's Klal Yisrael is going to get killed out. And they bow down. What happens when God's Klal Yisrael bows down to Nebuchadnezzar? That means that it's over. The relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu is over. And now the new God is Nebuchadnezzar. Pashut Pshat. But Hashem threw them out. Hashem doesn't like them anymore. Hashem doesn't want them anymore. He threw them out. Big mistake. Suda v'Achashverosh was the second Avayim. It's the two Averis. Yishtapu l'tzalem b'mei Nebuchadnezzar and Suda v'Achashverosh. What was the Suda celebrating? Fisher was celebrating the coronation of Achashverosh. It's a good reason to have a Suda. It's a good reason to participate in the Suda. The problem is he made it in the third year of his reign, not the first year of his reign. If he was celebrating the coronation, it would be the first year. The reason why it was in the third year is because the third year is after the 70 years were up. He couldn't do it in the first year because he's not happy in the first year. It's 67 years. The clock is ticking. He has 3 more years left to live. But after the third year was he's still king, that means that they're not going back anymore. He saw that, and he celebrated. The Bnei Yisrael also saw that. They're not going back anymore. It was a one-way ticket. They were promised that Hashem's throwing them out, but he said, don't worry, in 70 years I'll take you back.
So they gave up hope?
They were sitting at the Suda, that the Kelim of the Suda were the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. How could they? And not everybody at the Suda was such Pashta people. There were big people there.
Gedolei Hador.
They were Gedolei, right. Remember, they're big people. What were they doing there? Shalom Malchus, show respect to the king. But they're eating with the shrimp and the kale and the base of minutes. How could any self-respecting Jew do such a thing? The Teretz says, those are only chashev if there's going to be another base of Mikdash. Relics. There's not going to be another base of Mikdash. They're not the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash anymore. What Beis HaMikdash? Who Beis HaMikdash? We tried to build it. Vashti stopped it. She's stronger.
These were the Gedolei Hador or whatever.
Some of them. Well, Mordechai was the only one that saw. This is the perspective. The perspective of the people is that they're gone. Kisvu lechem akaren ashar. Write it on the Hamantash. She'en lechem chelech melekei Yisrael. So their Bechira was to self-destruct. You have what's going on? Push the nuclear button. Bow down to Nebuchadnezzar of Zara. That's connected to all the licenses. have enough from Ahasuerus's Suda. It's connected over there. It's famous. There's a positive action, there's a negative action. The cutting off the chibur with the Kadosh Baruch Hu directs the mitzvahs of say, and the cutting off the chibur with the Kadosh Baruch Hu connected the mitzvahs of vice of say. There's no chibur. Ramach and Nishasar, no chibur with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he threw us out, he cut us off. Bad choices. We're Persians now. We like rice. Persians. What are they called? Persians. We eat tadik. We love tadik. I love tadik. I love tadik. Tadik is good. Remember, tadik is good, sushi's bad. Persians. We're Persians. We eat tadik.
You can give the rice. I'll take
it. Right, okay. It's touching it. I wouldn't have it on the same plate. Tadik! We're Persians! Now, what happened? The world is at stake. The world is going to come to an end because the purpose that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria for is no longer happening because what's required is the cooperation and the Bechira of the Bnei Yisrael, and they're no longer being Bechir. Mamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melakasha Kahaman. And Haman is the kayak to place a death threat over every single man, woman, and child of Jewish people. Do you have much of a Bechira when that happens? Where's the Bechira now? That death sentence, that Gzeira from Haman, is a brick wall in the line of the Bechira. Of the people that were choosing to destroy themselves, Hashem is no longer allowing them to destroy themselves. He said, if you continue to destroy yourselves, you are going to die. No more! Stop slashing open your spiritual veins. Stop cutting off your spiritual heads. Things are going to stop. And the way Hashem did it, he worked with the nature. But the Bnei Yisrael are good people, you know, despite all our flaws, they're good people. When they see a whole string of coincidences, they realize it's not a coincidence.
Why is this issue, the sign of Klal Yisrael that we're slashing our veins, correlate to Nes Nesra? Why was it appropriate to have a Nes Nesra?
Because both of us showing them
hate.
Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing them through a Nes Nistar that all those years, the 70 years have passed, they didn't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and since they didn't see him, therefore they thought he wasn't there. If he's not there, then there's new ground rules. Uh-huh. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing them that when you don't see him, you think he's not there, that's where he is. Dafka through a Nes Nistar. He was being mechanic them. When you don't see him, that's where he is. He's in where you don't see.
He's in the Hester.
You're not going to Kadosh Baruch Hu let this happen. What do you mean let this happen? He's doing it. How can Kadosh Baruch Hu let Haman become the king and wait? He's doing it. He's there. He's in the Hester. He's in the place. You don't see him. He's there. Look at Megillah. Megillah doesn't have a single mention of Hashem's name. But there's not a single place in Megillah that doesn't have Hashem's name. We do it. We learned this, right? We learned all the Ramazim, the Rashi Tavis, and the Saif Tavis, and the Melech, and Vechalzei and the Nishavali. Only thing it's... Vechalzei and the Nishavali, and the Gematria, the Rekeach. You want to see, go through the Rekeach on Megillah's Esther, you'll see that there's not a single place that you don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in. And at the same time, his name isn't mentioned. He's in the Esther. Hashem took away the Bechira, Kiviyachal. He says, you might let go of me, Hashem's not letting go of you. Because Hashem doesn't change, there's no Shinuyim. Hashem picked us, Bishvil Yisrael Shinik Ureishis. Doesn't matter what the Bnei Yisrael do. It doesn't mean there's personal guarantees for anybody. Klal Yisrael is guaranteed. Tells you at least 24 people. Klal Yisrael is guaranteed.
So but that's it. What
shaver
are they in?
They used to travel with. Gary, we travel with Shaver Dunn.
Pardon?
Yeah, we travel with Shaver Dunn. That's where they're. Shaver Dunn's a massive Kalam Akhlis.
What?
He's a massive Kalam Akhlis. Massive Kalam Akhlis. They gather together all the stragglers. The Yavanim didn't understand this. The Jews at the time of Purim didn't understand this. But when they did understand it, then they were filled with Ahava. Ahava Sameis. That they... The Ahava Sameis. They made a Yom Tov, the Ahava Sameis. Lashon HaChazal. Ahava Sameis. They were in love with the Nes. What does it mean to be in love with the Nes? That they had so much love to Kadosh Baruch Hu that they saw that where they thought he wasn't there, that's where he was there. He really loves us. And if he loves us so much, so how we respond with love. Ahavas HaNes. That they love the Nes Nister. There was a special love we have for Nes Nister. Miss Esther. The Ikka school. We've all learned parts of Megillas Esther. All the normal ways that people would be mishtadl is such a matzav. Called shtadlanus. They didn't go to find the token Jew and the Persian legislator, they didn't try and work their way through. We're living now in a time, they just passed the draft law a second time today. It's one more time. They have to vote on it three times. They just passed it the second time. And the Tefillah, our Tefillahs, which were 2 weeks ago, which were hundreds of thousands of people, it wasn't answered in a way. It didn't soften the hearts of the people that are bringing the laws. Would have been, didn't it? The same. Yeah, I'm clear. Klaishel's, I'm clear. Yes, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so it should be an Eish Ratzon. If that feeling was answered, then it should be a Shef of Bracha, the Shef of Chiyus, the Shef of things to come. We haven't seen it so far. There was a group of wives of Haredi parliament ministers that they wrote a group letter to Sarah Netanyahu. She's from a religious family. I think my nephew bought her family's dira. My nephew, my sister's son, he bought his dira from Sarah Netanyahu's family. I don't know, they sold it. They sold the dira, he bought it. They appealed to her that she should speak to her husband, to Tanal Xera. This is worth a try. You never know. Although if I would have done such a thing, and I wouldn't publicize in the news that I did it, and publish the letter in the news. We're going through the same tkufa now. They didn't do any shtad. The only status they did was tefillah. Mordechai davened. They fasted. Tanis Esther is a lesson that we don't run the world. Sometimes we have to give the reins back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even though we don't see him, when you don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to do things yourself. He's not there. It's not true. When you don't see him, he's there. And the only ishtadlus, when it gets so dark, is to reach out to him and relate to him no matter how bad we are. We shouldn't let our chesroness come in the way of a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it was simcha, that he, Purim is not the time to dwell on those things. Yom Kippur, Purim is Yom Kippur is like Purim. That whatever we do, he still wants us. And it's the simcha, we're celebrating the simcha, he wants us, and he wants to hear from us, and he wants to hear our voices. So we should be mechazek and tefila, and Tanis Esther. It's especially in Purim. When was the day it feel? You know, it's a day it's hard to focus on. We're in all kinds of states, but let's not lose this opportunity. And focus on the side that he wants us no matter what we do. He's not letting go of us, and therefore he wants to hear our voices. And that's all he wants. And the nace is already there. We just don't see it. Shmizekut by Yeshua's by Yemim, Ayim is Malazar from all our hummus.